Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back here on a beautiful Monday morning. Once again, 73 in Appleton, 72 in Oshkosh, 71 in Green Bay. I personally want to thank all the people that came out in Fond du Lac at Doc Spider Stadium on Saturday for the amputee softball tournament with the veterans and the kids. Just heartwarming watching those kids run around out there and the veterans help them and showing them that just because you might be missing a limb or in some cases two limbs, doesn't mean there's any ceiling. You can just do whatever you want to do. And I just thought that was really inspiring. And I was just glad to be a part of it. And this gentleman joining us right here, our Who Are You segment, Bear from Y100. This guy has done about
Formerly from Y100,
but a million and a half things.
They won't let me on the air over there
anymore. With veterans and all the things you've done?
Well, you know, I'm still very pro-veteran. I was
are a veteran.
Right. Yeah. I was a longtime member at Legion Post 38 in Appleton.
Oh.
But I'm not anymore.
Wallen Sullivan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's in Appleton and the drive down there, and I don't like driving at night anymore. So, yeah. So that's a scoop there. But I mean, it's a tremendous post down there.
No
question.
Just
a great bunch of veterans. I don't do much veteran stuff like I did. Funny, I swung into the veterans facility over in the east side, not too far from the Curative. You know where that is?
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they're going to build over there.
Right.
And so I swing in there every now and then at Jawbone with their hoops outside sitting out in the front.
Oh, nice.
We swap war stories. They're lies.
Nice. You know? Nice. Appreciate that, Bear.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
very cool.
And they're going to build over there.
Yeah, they are. We've had them on here.
The village cottage.
Yeah. Being in, 38, 40 years on the radio, you did music, country for 38 years, mm-hmm. but tell us about, I think you were so sought after, so strong, had a good following, whatever ratings, whatever the proper terminology is, but you were engaged in this community.
I mean, sure.
You went to a lot of stuff.
I read to a lot of schools.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to go out once a week and read, as I drive around from here to Fond du Lac, I go by a grade school. I can guarantee you I've read there.
That's awesome. It's
like, you never forget. You never forget.
Yeah, or junior highs, you know, and I didn't like going out at night, but I would go out, sometimes if I felt like, I would go out to a 4-H meeting.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And do you ever feel old when they come up to you with their kids and say, hey, I remember you coming
to
my school?
No, I think it's great. I think it's fabulous. You know,
it happens to me.
If you can, if they remember you for something you did that was correct and positive, that's great.
I was at CellCom and the girl checking me out. She goes, you know, I still remember you reading to my class.
Yeah,
said,
nice.
Oh, that's great. I said, where was the house? She goes, I was in the fourth grade at Helen Keller. Fourth grade!
Meanwhile, she's got a sexy grandma t-shirt.
Right. You know, that is. But I think the impact that media people, you know, Bill Jarts, you, Johnny, that when you get out to these schools, they remember that. And it
is
something that they hear about the career or they hear about, you know, how to be a good citizen. That works.
It was easy to do, you know, and the station paid for the gas. I'd just take one of their vehicles and got me out of there in the morning, right. You know, and I'd go out there and, you know, the station was fine. I'm going to tell you a story about one of the best raids I ever did. And I was in Missouri. I worked out of Columbia, Missouri for a number of years and liked it a lot. I went out to read to a preschool one day, and kids between the ages of 3 and 5.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But I went there. Oh, they're nicest little kids.
Sure.
But I'm raiding away, and little kid raises his hands. You better hurry up, because there's a real bear coming in here to read to us next.
Well, he was listening.
That's just beautiful. As innocent as possible, you know. We better hurry up. There's a bear coming in to read to us.
But a thing I loved about those kind of kids, sometimes you'd be reading a story about something, and then, again, they'd raise their hand. And it's like, I had a dog, and it got hit by a car, and they had to put it on a farm, my dad said. And it's like, oh, okay. But just the innocence of youth, the pure innocence is like the greatest thing in the world, isn't it, though?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Say, everyone knows, probably except me, why bear?
You want another story?
I do. Okay. I should.
I was working out of Cedar Rapids, Waterloo, Iowa, doing mornings, but I had gotten hired down in Columbia, Missouri, which Columbia is a fabulous town. If you've never been there,
University is
right downtown.
Beautiful town.
It's got great restaurants. It's very progressive. It's nice. Kind of like Appleton, I think. And only even more so. What size of Green Bay? But I'm driving down there. I had to start on a Monday, but I left on a Friday to go down there and just kind of get set up and So I tuned in my new station. And the imaging guy comes on and says, and beginning Monday, it's bare in the morning right here on Clear 99. Okay. I'd never been called bare before.
Really?
No, but I got there and the general manager said to me, would you mind being called bare?
Wow.
That came from the consultant that got me that job down there, Dan Spice from Lund Broadcasting. He said, well, he's big and you ought to call him the bear. And it worked.
I guess.
Country people generally all have a nickname, though, don't they?
That's really interesting. I thought it would be something. That's somebody named you.
I used to be called Bert, which is my middle name.
Well, did you ever read Willie Nelson's book, all the different names he had?
Yeah.
Like Wee Willie and some radio station and another one that's enough for the radio station. That was a big thing for country artists, or country radio performers, all needed some kind of a nickname, right, to stand out?
Absolutely, and there's lots of them out there, too. Some of them I can't repeat.
Yeah, but then you kept that when you came to Green Bay and you said,
Look. Well, it was too late to turn back. You know, once I started down there, I mean, and I had a good career down there, too. We did very well down there. But when they called me from Green Bay, they wanted to talk to Bear. Wow. It was too late to turn back.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me about that transition from Columbia. Well, you said Waterloo to Columbia to Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Were you familiar with Green Bay, your family from here? Or?
Well, actually, what happened, I'd worked at Wax Radio over in Eau Claire. I haven't been at that many stations, not really. I had been at Wax Radio in Eau Claire, which was at the time a powerhouse, but I got enticed away by a little more money. So I came and I worked in Green Bay for a few years. It didn't work out. It was a bad move. So I was hired then down in Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, and that turned out to be great. I was there about 6 months and Garth Brooks came along. And the whole country just exploded.
Yeah, right.
Clint Black, Joe Diffie, Trisha Yearwood, you know, Ariba. The list goes on.
Early 90s?
I got down there in 88.
Okay, yeah.
Dwight Yoakam.
That's a good community, too. Cedar Rapids, did you like it there?
Oh, yeah, I liked it a lot. It's a highly underrated town.
Right.
Waterloo's not bad either.
So we're talking about some of the people you guys talked to. And like I said, I used to walk by your studio. That we're right next to each other. And here you guys interviewing one of the big names that might be coming to town down the road. Who are some of the ones that are most memorable where you thought to yourself, hey, this is cool. I'm talking with a Garth Brooks or a whomever.
Yeah, well, you know, I talked to Garth by accident. My best conversations with artists was not in front of a microphone. Was backstage. Waiting. They're waiting to go on. That's... I talked to Garth Brooks at the State Fair in Missouri before they inked him before he exploded, and he was exploding as he got that place went nuts.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember when Tim McGraw and Faith Hill did a thing in the parking lot over by the stadium view that one year before McGraw made it big?
Oh, well, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Faith and Tim. I went into a place in Sedalia, Missouri, and I was going to eat some lunch before I went out to the fairgrounds. They were in there eating lunch. I just said hi to them. Just kept on walking. Yeah. They let them have their space. But everybody wondered if Faith was going to be, performing. It was Tim's show. But as I could see the sound check, I could see her legs up there on the stage. She's going to be performing. And some of the better conversations I had, we were down in Nashville with Y100. It must have been 2013 or so. We're in this broadcast here. We'd stay there in the afternoon because the interviewers would come by.
Sure.
And the TV stations were there. But I'm sitting there in this room, just kind of, waiting for something. Charlie Daniels walks in.
Mm. Wow.
And I sat down and talked to him for a half hour. He just wanted to sit down before he went on television.
Wow.
And I asked him names. I would say, Charlie, I'm going to ask you four names. And, what do you think about him? And bang, bang, all positive. What a great, great guy he was.
Wow.
And talented? Wow.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers, same thing. I was down at Nina. He was doing his Christmas show back there, and he's sitting in a chair backstage. I talked to him for a half hour.
Really?
Those are the best conversations.
That's awesome. I think that.
And you're right, because they could be the real. I mean, just like for yourself, sometimes you had to be the mayor speaking versus how much more enjoyable it is when you could be Jim speaking.
But I would want to say, I don't mean to defend you, but you're a super nice guy too. And they like,
oh, thank you.
You know, when they, you know, I'm sure that's why he stayed for a half hour and didn't get up or say, look, this is my space.
And you're in the corner. But you also use your normal voice. You're not a puker, as Todd and I always say.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Charlie Daniels.
Oh, yeah, well, listen to this.
I'm sitting here with Charlie Daniels.
Here you go.
Okay.
The Ford F-150 Lightning. 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds. And with 7,700 pounds of towing capacity and seated for 5, the Lightning is made for play.
Is that you?
Race over to Jack in the Box for irresistible $4.99.
Oh, it's his demo roll.
That is his demo roll.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you did have a little bit of a.
As Johnny would say, about you.
Well, that's all edited.
I know. But, that's awesome, Bear.
Tell me, we got a little bit of time left. Tell me how you think Green Bay has changed. I mean, and I want to talk about the industry a little bit.
Well, there's more idiotic drivers. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
How has it changed? Boy, I fix the street. I fix the streets. Maybe so, but if that's your campaign thing, you fix the street. Try riding a bicycle down Humboldt Road. You'll turn from a roaster into a hen. Bangity, bangity, bang. that's Humboldt Road, and that's been broken for a long time. I don't know.
Well,
it's not as positive as it once was. Kind of like you were saying earlier. I mean, the Packers were a huge boost last year, just for the morale around this whole area.
Yeah.
1 minute left.
We're going to stick around.
Yeah.
All right, but you're sticking around.
There's so many positive things here. Also, though, my daughter had a massive stroke at the age of 35. That was 2 years ago. So we're now. That's what I've been doing in my time. We're now at-home caretakers.
You're good with her, though, aren't you?
She's got a good attitude. I'll talk about the Curative Workshop coming up here.
Okay, because I follow you on Facebook, and I think it's so inspiring.
You're here with Mino and the Bear, and the Bear sits in.
I like it.
Love it.
I like it, Todd.
New voice guy for the station.
That's right.
Okay, I'll give you my rate card when I leave.
Yeah. Then you don't get a t-shirt. Bear Farley from Y100, our special guest, back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor. I've had some great guests today. Brittany Merlot, Bill Morgan, the Bear, formerly from Y100. We have Ace Champion coming up down the road. It's great having you here, Bear.
Was Morgan in here?
Yes.
I like him. Yeah. Bill's a good guy.
He's and he's trying to, he's been a great, you know, obviously public safety and alderman now, but he's trying to really, he loves baseball and he's trying to preserve baseball and almost get like a little museum going here in Green Bay, possibly at Joanie's. We're looking at some other venues. We want to support that. He wants to get the Friends of Joanie's group going. Not, I think people think of Joanie's as a pool, but think Friends of Joanie's baseball stadium and really maybe even put in a little museum memorabilia area, you know, in the lower grandstands, which is very doable. So anyway, we support that. We think he's doing a great job. We were talking about you and being here for 40 years and then deciding to stay here. And one of the things you started to mention before we went to break was some of the social services that we have here.
Oh,
you're happy with those.
I sure am. There's a lot of the churches doing a lot of positive things out here. One of my neighbors works at a homeless shelter, and they do God's work. Absolutely. excuse me. Curative. My daughter had a massive stroke about 2.5 years ago. She almost died. I mean,
at a really young age.
Yeah, at 35. Sit down someday after something like that happens. You have no idea what you're going to do. You just don't have any idea. She was at Aurora for, about 6 weeks or so, but that was during COVID, and so they needed the beds. Yeah. So we had to get her into a home. We did. It was all we have in Searing. That was as close as we could get.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
They had the home up there. They did a good job. They had a fabulous physical therapist up there. My daughter couldn't even sit up. She couldn't. She not only got my daughter to sit up, but to stand up.
Oh.
And then after she was up there for about 3 months, we got together and with the physical therapist, and they she came down to our house on her own time, went through, did dimensions on the doors and the wheelchairs, mm-hmm. and da-da-da. So we had to set up shop. Neighbor down the street built us a ramp in my garage.
Wow.
It's what a guy.
About 5 feet wide. Yeah. Well, zoop, he hit it up in 8 hours. He did it right on the top of his head. Awesome. But, I mean, that's huge. That ramp is out there. Oh, I mean, I can only park one car in my garage, but so what? But, and then at the suggestion of her best friend, who had dealt with him before, suggested that we maybe enroll Ruthie at the Curative Workshop on the east side of Green Bay. And we did. And they have just done a great job, not only with my daughter, but I go in there, I see people at various degrees of need being taken care of by the Curative. It is so positive. You don't hear a negative word ever out of any of the staff people there. It is just great. Ruthie loves going there.
Yeah.
She goes there 5 mornings a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're so blessed to have that. And we've had the director yep. on here. And the programs they offer for, like you said, different needs mm-hmm. of people. Mm-hmm. Nothing overnight, but during the day, there's not a better place to go in Green Bay.
You are so right. And it's busy down there. The buses, by the way, they're always needing drivers.
They actually got an award, the Curative Drivers, at the Atrium for the Volunteer Awards. And
nice.
That's another reason she was on here, was their drivers. And just talk about, you know, just dedicated people, kind, friendly, and picking people up, taking them to Curative or taking them to doctor's appointments, shopping, whatever. But I'm just saying that there's so many things that Curative does.
They know what they're doing.
And Ruthie looks forward to that.
Yes, absolutely. She goes to a brain class where they're waking her brain up after a stroke. You never think about those things, but they are. And it's coming along. Her speech, her demeanor, everything has really improved.
Awesome.
I only live a mile from there, up by Baird School. So we drive her down every morning and then pick her up every afternoon. And I want to get a pitch in for the VA also. I have VA medical. I switched over to there about a year and a half ago. They fixed my nose. I can breathe again. I don't snore at night so much anymore.
Okay.
They've done just a great job. So if anybody badmouths the VA medical, you're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It is really good. Even my brother-in-law is an MD. Says the VA is really good, but
do you go here?
Right. The
isn't that
right
nice?
Now.
That parking, that place is. It's relatively new,
and
right?
It's a good vibe there. Fellow veterans, and we sit down and we swap war stories and lie. And
I can't believe how long it took for something like that to take place around here. Because I had when I was dealing with my World War II veterans.
Everybody's going to Milwaukee,
and they were going to Iron Mountain.
Oh.
Or Appleton. There's the one down there.
Right. Then that one opened. But so many of them were going to Iron Mountain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're 80 years old, 85 years old.
Driving up in the middle of winter.
Worst drive you'll ever find in your life.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good thing to get that here. And you're right about the vibe there. And they spent a little bit of extra money on that whole just gathering a garden area. And I just think it's a nice place to be. And some people are, again, nothing overnight, but... You know, there's people who go up there with the chemo. They're there for a few hours, and and they're always looking for volunteers too. But one of the greeters there is Chuck Ramsey. You guys must both know him. But I don't know if he's been there lately, but he was there a couple times.
Is Chuck a vet?
I don't know.
A greeter? Okay, yeah,
it's a greeter. I know he was greeting there.
Sure,
It's just nice to see the support from the community there, and we're very 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 fortunate to get that here in Green Bay.
I agree. It's great the facility itself. Positive vibe in there.
Right.
Again, it's much more laid back than your commercial facility. I can say that. I'm not bashing the commercial facilities.
No.
They do just fine, but there's a good positive vibe in there.
Right.
And if you go in there for a physical, your doctor will spend more than 10 minutes with you.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
They'll get to know you.
Switch.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, Bear, I have to switch. We got a couple minutes left. Back to radio one more time. What do you miss? What do you don't miss in radio?
My ego misses it.
Okay.
My ego does.
Okay.
You see the stretch marks on my forehead?
Yeah, I do.
That came from 40 years in radio.
Okay.
I don't miss getting up at 3:15.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't. I worked with a lot of good people. I still socialize with some of them. you know, Dan Stone.
Sure.
He's a good friend of ours. We go to Mexico. We travel, he and his wife. Going to go up to the UP with them.
Are you?
Yeah.
Up to Marquette?
Copper Harbor, baby.
Oh, very nice.
We have found a place up there. I'm not going to disclose where it is, but it's got the best sunsets up in Lake Superior.
Oh.
We're getting the signal in there.
You noticed that.
Yeah, well, I tell you what.
40 years.
I have to get my rate card to him, too.
Hey, Bear, let's be honest, though. Remember you'd watch TV shows about radio stations when you were a kid, and there's always, like, a guy behind the glass doing all the stuff, and you and I have both worked in radio for many years. We never had a guy behind the glass. It's always... You or Murph or whomever running the board the whole time, we've got a guy behind the window.
He does everything.
How big time is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where'd you get that sidearm?
Yeah. And how do you like these studios?
Great. I mean,
they do.
New.
Brand new.
The
brand
only
new.
Thing I'm missing here is Mino didn't bring Kroll's in for us.
Oh, remember how many times? It was so hard to lose weight back at that job.
Kroll's every Wednesday.
Oh, bring in big burgers and curds. Chocolate shakes and cheese curds.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That was the best part.
It's not every Wednesday, but we sneak them in here once in a while.
Nobody would leave early on the days that Kroll's came in, because you know? You would just smell it wafting down the hallway and everybody would be
kind of. And I do miss your producer, Brad.
Oh, Brad was the best. Passed away.
He was a UP historian.
Certainly was.
He knew that Keweenaw Copper Country better than anybody ever.
He was the best.
Yeah, he was.
Overcame serious, serious physical ailments and things, and would show up every, I don't care if there's 8 feet of snow, and Brad could barely walk, and boy, he would show up there for every show.
Nice guy.
Great time.
Well, Bear, I'm glad you stuck around, and you served this community so well at Y100, and now just stay here, and blessings to Ruthie. You know, I think it's going to work out. You got her in the right place. Oh, and you're...
Great. You guys make a real nice pair. Stay away from the politics. You'll live longer.
Love to have you back again sometime, Bear. It's really been a pleasure having you here.
Let me get my rate card to Todd in there.
All right. We'll have you here.
I hope you can erase part of it. All right. We're going to set a quick break. Ace Champion will be joining us after this.
Part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. As I mentioned, some great, great guests today. Brittany Merlot, Bill Morgan, Bear, formerly from Y100, and this guy doesn't have to take a back seat to anybody that walks into our studios.
No, we're the only ones that have to do that, Johnny.
Yes.
No, Ace Champion, who...
Good Buffalo. What was the name you gave me?
Good Buffalo.
Oh, mine was Good Buffalo.
Oh, no, that's yours. Gave you, no, you, no, you, me you were White Buffalo.
White Buffalo. Yes. There you go. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. Hey, you know, the White Buffalo is very rare.
Absolutely.
Buffalo, too,
I mean, they pay homage to the White Buffalo.
See, I was thinking Buffalo is like... You'll BS and say, you're Buffalo. Oh. And he's white. So I would think, White Buff, that made sense to me. But white I didn't. Heat. But you're giving it to because he's more unique
that
and special.
That is a good point.
But anyway,
I'll take it.
You're constantly in the media doing great things. And
thank you.
What we.
And
really,
you notice one thing? He constantly brings in things. What is that? And
exactly.
How can you possibly get music out of that?
And he brings in the culture, the food, and I want to. And just the entertainment that. And you're going to be at Malva and some other places. But yeah. Just thanks for coming back.
My pleasure.
You're one of our favorite guests.
Always great to be back.
All right. And so what do you got going on?
Yeah, so got a couple concerts coming up. I got Bay Area Yoga this Wednesday at 10:30.
What kind of yoga?
We're not going to be doing yoga. I'm just going to be just doing like a sound bath. So
gotcha.
Sit back, relax for a full hour from 10:30. They'll have yoga before me and yoga after
me.
Okay,
that's the kind of yoga I can take, which is listening. But yoga's, is that Jan? Where do you do that?
This is Kat. Okay. From Bay Area.
All right, I got it.
Yeah.
But
we're going to start doing chair yoga right here in the studio.
That's actually a thing.
And we'd like you to come in here and play for us.
Yeah,
and
play
for sure.
We do it.
And
we
won't
take long. We're only going to do like about three.
We want you to,
and then we're done.
We want you to play the note for the lower back.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
To calm the lower back.
Right? Because he's got his different notes for the heart, the throat, the mind. So anyway. Yeah. But all right. You've got something coming up at Malva. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah. So the Malva Center is a multicultural center that they just built here in De Pere. And they've never had a concert there or anything like that. And I just called them up. I had this vision of me playing there. And I got a tour in their movie theater. So they have a Samsung state-of-the-art screen in the background. So the vision is as I play the flutes from the different parts of the world, I'll have a meditation background of that particular country. So if I'm playing a flute from India, you'll have an Indian background playing. Wow. So people can really embrace that culture, the sounds, and get the visual and everything like that. I think it's going to be epic.
That is perfect for the Mulva Center too, because yeah. their mission is to educate people multiculturally. So yeah, wow. When are you doing that?
That is this coming Saturday from 1 to 3:30. And tickets are only $5.
Nice.
You can just go right on to Mulva Center under the educational tab, because it's an educational type of experience.
And it's air conditioned.
It is very air conditioned. It is nice.
That is a great
cool.
facility, right?
It is a wonderful movie. And it's not just for kids. I know a lot of people think it's just for kids because they see the dinosaurs and stuff out there, but they have a cafe in there, and you know, it's a really cool place.
I thought the guy at your Christmas party was one of the guys running it, and he was going to get us in there.
Yeah,
remember that? What happened?
But like Ace said, Ace called. We need to follow up with him. The curator, the facilities manager used to be a TC, and he came to a Christmas party, and then the mayor was on from DePere, and these people are all giving Johnny and I opportunities to go take a tour, and for whatever reason,
we have not.
Well, you should all come take a tour Saturday.
Right.
There you go. 1 o'clock and hang out for a couple of hours and get some zen. I'll make sure to play the flute for your lower back.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing any cooking. I know. I can never go anywhere. I'm trying to separate the music from the cooking, but that just doesn't seem to happen.
I found this old book on Prudhomme.
Oh, yeah.
Had written it.
Paul Prudhomme.
And there's a couple of gumbo-type things in there that sound so delicious.
It's gumbo is great.
Incredible.
You ever had gumbo?
Yes.
Yeah.
The best gumbo I had in my lifetime was a tiny little place in Mississippi.
Yeah.
On my way back to New Orleans from Keele, Mississippi. Just a little Dukes and Hazard looking bar.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was just phenomenal.
Best. That's where the good food is.
It is. And Ace had come to the shelter when we played the Saints. Remember that?
Oh,
he
yeah.
made some pudding.
Like shrimp bread pudding. Yeah.
With the shrimp, though.
Yeah, shrimp Creole rice. Yeah.
That was good, too.
That was so really good.
But I could eat andouille.
Andouille. Yeah.
Sausage every day.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Man, I love that.
So, you're known for the music, and I would like... Maybe, I don't know what the polling shows, but I would think that you're known for, like, flutes, different types of flutes, and food. You're trying to separate that a little bit?
Well, I mean they, don't get me wrong. They both go together hand in hand. I mean, food is for the soul. Music is for the soul. But what I say by separating is when I'm trying to book a concert to just play flutes... First question they ask is, so what are you going to cook? And I'm like, no, it's not that party.
You kind of did that to yourself, though.
I did. I
you
mean,
became
it's a
so well known for both.
Yeah, right, I can't get mad at that, you know?
Yeah. Well, you got to play something for us.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah. Also, I brought this little, I know you're wondering what this is.
Yeah.
So this is over 10,000 years old. This is called a Chinese shun.
Okay.
And it is a ceramic flute. It's the Chinese version of the okiana. If you've ever heard.
Oh, absolutely.
When I heard this, I'm like, oh my god, this sounds like a ghost. It's so eerie and haunting. And you blow over the top of it like a Coke bottle. I'll just play a little tone for you real quick.
Hunting.
Yeah, don't know if I'd use that background music for the bedtime story. That is pretty spooky music.
That incredible.
Yeah, 10,000 years ago. Yeah.
Do you have that someplace to be downloaded or anything like that?
I just bought that not even a month ago. Because I always listen to YouTube and I hear these instruments. I'm like, when I heard it, I'm like, what the heck is that? And it took me about a week to find it. And then they were like, it's a shun. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll buy one. And it took me a little bit to learn how to, you know, play it. And just the sound that it creates is just something that I've never heard in my life.
I would love to have a couple of Uncle Julius's. Julius Kessler.
Yes.
And headphones on.
And listen
in like a dark room and listen to that.
Yeah. Chinese
I
Shun.
I would do that.
So you, where did you find, buy the Shun?
I bought this one off Amazon. But it
don't
it
know
came,
that they
it,
go through a lot
but,
of those.
But it did come directly from China. So what I noticed about the instruments, if you get these foreign instruments directly from the region, they're almost 100% better. So they're not like a lot of times you'll get like novelty items they don't play well. But these are the, it took about a month to get here.
What else you got?
Yeah. And then I have my bass shakuhachi. I know I played the other one for you the last time. This is the master one. So this is in the key of low for your lower back, there my brother.
All right.
Yeah. And this is what the Buddhist monks played over 8,000 years ago, and they still play to this day, as well as the samurais.
Wow.
Too, as well. And it acts as a weapon, too. So if you try and take their money, they'll beat you down.
Wow. Love how you know so much about the history.
Right.
Got to know the history, my man.
Your back
nice job. My back feels really good. Everything
we're,
feels
we're
really
golfing
good.
At 9:30 good, so good, thank good, you good. For that thank
yeah you
for
all that.
Well actually we're watching other people golf.
We're watching, we're working a hole. We're yeah it's true.
How do you learn how to play all these though, Ace? How many years, how much study, how much practice goes into this?
Well, I practice every day. I just make it a ritual. It's not really practice to me, it's kind of like my zen time. They're all a little
so
bit
so this
different.
Is almost like therapeutic for you.
It
too,
is very
you
therapeutic
play, huh?
It lowers my blood pressure, it lowers my cortisol level, because you got to think every time I blow a note I have to take a deep breath in and let it out slowly, and by doing that I'm leaving the oxygen in my body longer, so I'm just doing great things for my body.
Wow.
So the practice is every day. All the flutes are, they're all made out of either wood or bamboo, but the difference is the armature, the way you blow. So I just go on to YouTube, learn how to blow into it, and then it's just a matter of just learning the flute, because it each flute is a little bit different, but if you kind of just sit with it and listen, I don't read sheet music, you can kind of hear how it wants you to play. It literally wants you to play it different, each flute, which is pretty amazing. Cause,
so I wanted to ask you about that. So you're not playing a song?
No song. Well, I'm playing my soul song.
Right, yeah. But that's just internally.
Internally, correct.
So that's not something that we've heard before.
No. And that's the great thing about, you know, this music. I mean, this is all ancient music. I mean, back in 400 BC, there was no music sheets. There was no composed sheets. I mean, they literally just took the instruments. They sat down and you play how you feel. And that feeling is released through your soul, through your breath, through the flute, and then it goes to the other people. And that's where the healing comes.
Well, we want you to do one more here before we get to this break.
Sure.
But I'm glad that this is helping you physically and just your whole whatever, because you've let yourself go just looking at you there.
Yeah.
You really need some physical
help. This guy plays football.
I want to be like you guys.
We're here to help you.
Yeah.
We're here to help you.
You're great mentors.
Right. White buffalo.
Yeah.
You look like a buffalo. I'm done with you. All right. What else you got, my brother?
All right. And this is in the key of D. So, Mr. Jim, this is the one that's for your lower back,
because
your sacral area.
Well,
so that's where your lower
chair yoga, golf. Yeah, I need that. I need
watching
that.
People golf.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? Like, I can just visualize the start of a movie.
Yes.
Like a real haunting kind of movie where it's foggy. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know.
That's exactly what I hear.
Yeah.
And that's what I visualize when I hear that. Yeah,
that's ancient music for you. It's very haunting. And it just makes you just like, you can't really think of anything. So it forces you to just feel.
And but you visualize it. You see a certain something that matches it in your mind.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Love it. Love
How's your back feel,
it.
Much better.
That'd be $12.99. Yeah. That wasn't free, by the way. Yeah.
Do you have one for your teeth? Because I got a busted tooth. Okay.
Teeth. So you gotta look at where the energy centers are. So the closest energy center to your teeth is your throat.
Oh.
So and that's actually in the key of G.
Ah.
So you just would just listen to meditation music, relaxing music in a key of G, and that's going to relax the throat area, which will help the teeth.
I like it. All right. We got 1 minute till the break. Ace, one more thing I want to talk to you, though, about people have to be fascinated that you can do some of these things just from watching YouTube. You don't go to some grand master who sits with you for 6 hours a day. You've got, I mean, say what you want. Yeah. You've got a natural talent, whether it's a natural ear or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're born with something. Don't you agree?
What
do you think of Jethro Tull?
Who's there?
I'm playing right now.
Oh.
We got to set a quick break. We're here with Ace Champion. Back right after.
Yay.
Apartments, scoff at the monkeys who live in their dark tents. Down by the water hole, drunk every Friday. Eating their nuts, saving their raisins for Sunday. Lions and tigers. Who
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here with one of our absolute favorite people, Ace Champion, Good Buffalo. Ace, talk some more before you play the other. I didn't even see you bring that in.
That's cool. Your wife plays that too.
Yes. Yes.
That is a, play a little of that. That is.
I forgot my mallet, so I'm hitting it with my hand.
But isn't that just your hand?
It's just my hand. This is a crystal quartz singing bowl from the Asian culture.
Wow.
And they hit that, and then you can go around the top.
And you can go around it, and it sings, and it gives you instant calming.
Yeah, that is, I wish I would have had that when my kids were little.
Wish I would have had that when you were mayor.
Don't we all?
Could have used some calming.
Oh, man. Could have used a lot of stuff.
No, we're talking about all these different ethnicities, and you also have one that's Oriental, basically, right?
Yeah, Asian? Yeah. So the Shun that I just played for you,
right?
That's China. The shakuhachi that I played for you is Japanese.
Okay.
Yep. And then I also have a kind of Korean, Hmong, all wrapped in one. They call it the Oriental flute. So it's kind of a hybrid of all of them all kind of put
together. So I don't want to say too much about it, but I mentioned you during the break. Would you be willing to be involved with some of that for the music?
I would. I would love to do something for our veterans.
Music can make an event.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, right? It just does. You know, and I think to add some great music to a play or to and you can bring that into what Johnny's working on. So, hey, tell me more about the people really want to honor their cultures. You know, I think we've lost a little bit of that, but a lot of it's coming back. I mean, people are doing all these heritage, you know, like that guy from the Weatherman came and he studies all.
Oh, yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
And I think people are very interested in that. And you've taken it even further and you honor the Japanese culture, and tell me some of the events you got.
And probably bringing culture to them that they didn't even know of.
Exactly. Because like I said, like I'm doing a couple of Asian festivals in Minnesota and right here in Kakana, and no one plays these instruments.
That's what I mean.
It's a lost art, at least in America. Now, if you go over to Japan and you go to the Great Mountains and the Himalayas, you'll see them playing it. But here, especially in Wisconsin, it just doesn't
exist. But if you get the food and the dress, but you want the music.
Yes.
That brings it all together.
Well, when you think of culture, music is between music and food. I don't know which one stands out the most, but those are when man and woman started, those are the two most important things in life is the music and the food. That's both of them brought people together. It healed people. It did so much. And we've just modernized so much stuff to where it's like, you can still do the tradition, but you're leaving out the most ancient instruments.
Well, you know? Not only that, but they use that for communication. I just finished a book about a guy, prisoner of war in World War II, was sent to Burma, out in the middle of these jungles that were horrific. And the way they would communicate, the natives and everything, yeah. were through hollow things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this shun was one of them.
No kidding.
Yeah, but okay. It only had one hole.
Okay.
And they would use that to attract, well, they would also use it to hunt.
Yes.
Because it would mimic animal, like sound animals.
And the guy wouldn't see anybody, but all of a sudden, out of the blue, he'd hear this thing, knowing somebody was watching him, yep. and he was telling the other village, there's somebody heading your way.
And that's how they can communicate on the down low versus saying, hey, everybody, right, look exactly. over here. So they didn't know what it was they were hearing, but the people knew what it was yep. they were hearing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
cool.
It is hey, cool.
Aren't you impressed that I would know that?
I was wondering where you got in early today. Music and food for these cultures, where does your research come from? Like, how do you know when you go to this Japanese historical cultural event what to play? Like, where do you get your information from?
You know, I get a lot of it from books. When I buy a new instrument, a lot of times I'll buy a book just to kind of learn the scale and stuff like that. And they always give you the history, where it comes from, how sacred it is to them. And that's what I love about it, because they're not just instrument. I mean, these are spiritual, sacred instruments yeah. that are just endeared in those countries. So when someone hears that sound, and they've never heard it before because they've been in America all their life, their soul knows what it is. So they're touched and they're moved, even though wow. they've never heard it
love
before.
It. That's cool. Got a thing here. I may have missed it, but wasn't Johnny's spirit name Bikes with Baskets?
Oh, wow.
No, that wasn't. And, I was an athlete, and that's why I had a basket on my bike to carry football, basketball. All,
you, there you go.
You're, I mean, I'm sure you had one too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Basket
oh, yes.
on your bike when you're good.
I had the basket.
There you go.
Oh, 70s, baby.
Thank you. We're going with white BS. I mean, white buffalo. White buffalo. White buffalo.
All right. Can we do one more before we're done here for the day?
And yeah,
take
for sure.
us out if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, we'll do the Asian one, the all Asian right. hybrid. So it's, like
love
I said,
it.
Korean, Thai, all wrapped up.
Ace champion.
One.
And one quick plug yeah. for your next shows.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're at the Bay Area Yoga Center this coming Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30. And then the Malva Center from 1:00 to 3:30 this coming Saturday. And we'll also be at Seymour Park later in the day. I'll be playing from 4:15 to 5:15 as well.
Wow. Beautiful. Todd, yes. can we list that on our Facebook and stuff? Awesome. Thanks. Take it away, my friend.
Awesome.
Talked about for the Asian thing. Could you do me one last favor? You got
yes.
60 seconds. Could you play that one again?
The shun. You like this
I love
one?
It.
Japanese shun over 10,000 years ago. Clay instrument.
And we're going to take it out with this, Todd. Ace champion. We'll put all of his schedule on our Facebook.